A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 14th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rallies by the First Lady, Amai Grace Mugabe, who also happens to be the ruling ZANU-PF's Women's League Secretary.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Nokuti vamwe vanofunga kuti kana ndakaenda kuhondo ndinogona kusunga chita zvandinoda nokuti vanhu vanofanira kuti respecta nokuti ndakarwa hondo. Ndiwe weka here wakarwa hondo? Kune vanhu vakawanda vakarwa hondo vane gwara vakapiwa gwara muhondo nanhasi vachiri kuchengetedza gwara iroro. Zvino chinhu chinonyadzisa chigoti kunzwisa tsitsi nokuti shuwa tinonyatsoziva kuti iwe wakaenda kuhondo ukanobata futi ukanwa kuine gwara uchiteedzera gwara reko wouya kuno zvinhu zvidikidiki wofurirwa nevanhu vari padhuze newu. Kune vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kushandisa vanhu, ngativatarise ivavo. Kune vanhu vanokwanisa kushandisa vanhu ende wokushandisa ivo ukasaona kuti apa ndashandiswa warasika.
Izinto zonke lezi ezenzakalayo zi-part of esingathi ngesilungu phecelezi ngama-factional contest. UGrace into ayenzayo yinto esapotwa ngelinye iqembu elikubandla lezana esesizwe abantu bekhuluma ngalo kakhulu, abanye bathi i-G40 abanye babiza ngokunye, but iqiniso elikhona ukuthi yona liyana igroup asebenza layo. We must understand whatever is happening, what Grace and this group is doing as part of factional politics, factional contest. This is a group of people who are aware, as I have said in the past in the media, that this is a group of people who are aware that there is another faction that really is trying to wrest the power after the, you know, the post-Mugabe period. So this group is literally working so hard to ensure that it really presents itself.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the rallies by First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is also the secretary for the ZANU-PF's Women's League.
Mrs. Mugabe addressed thousands of villagers at Chimanda Secondary School in Rushenga, Mashonaland Central Province. The First Lady took a swipe at former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, the opposition, the independent media, and the West. She denied charges she is leading a faction in the ruling party.
Several cabinet ministers attended the First Lady's rally, but opposition lawmakers said government ministers who bunged parliament business today to attend the rally by the First Lady must be charged for contempt of parliament, as they had done so without applying for leave of absence from the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. So I'll take that number again, Blessing. 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
kunja looking for it. Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi, tira utitinge tichitariza nezve misangano irikuitwa na Amai Grace Mugabe. Nasi, vangu wari kurushinga ku Mashonaland Central uko mazuva achango pfura. Vangu wari kuchimani-mani ku Manicaland. Nasi, vanga vachitaura iwo kuti avana chikwata chavanotungamira mu bato reZANU-PF, nekuti vamwe vanga vachiti vari kunyanyo jikidzana nechikwata chiri kunzi nevamwe chinonzi G40 kana kuti Generation 40. vataurawo ivo kuti kune vanopikisa kumashonaland central inofanira kunge iri nzvimbo yakaberekera ingwe vachiti vanopikisa havafaniri kutombobvumidzwa kutsika ikoko vapawo vanhu chikafu nezvimwe zvinhu zvakaita sehembe toda kunzwa kuti imi munoti kudii uye paita bata murefu bata mupfupi kana kuti kukandirana makobvu nematete pakati penhengo dzedare reparamende dzemdc nedzezanu pf mudare reparamende vemdc vachiti ivo hazvisi zvinhu zvakanaka kuti makurukota ehurumende anotiza basa achienda kumusangano wamai mugabe asi muparamende vanga vachifanira kunge vachibvunza mibvunzo yakakosha ine chekuita nekufambiswa kwenyika gibs
ye kunjalo kweplessing zuro kandindaba ndingalitsvona njani ndape likona kuna ngapo ngemakaya tina ngapha hayi siyaphila sibili okwamagama ye udaba esixoka ngalo namhlanje siyakhumbula ke ukuthi unkosikazi grace mugabe wake waphumaphuma lapha-ke waxoka labantu kuloko kwakuthiwa ngama-rallies akatshiyeneyo kungayenziwa ikongorosi ikongorosi leyana phela yakhipha ke uvice president ujoyce mjuru kuthe sokunjalo ke kathesi sokuyisivuka mpunzana siphindile njalo emhlolweni zulu so kathesi ke usephinda futhi ahambe khona ngale ebantwini ekhuluma esithi hayi phela loku kungazani kuthiwa kuloku ukulwisana kuzanu p f ukuthi ungani akukho lokho njalo lokuthi kungani kuloku hlukuluzana kulabo kuthiwa yi-generation 40 abafuna ukuthi yena angene esikhundleni ukuthi hhayi akunjalo futhi esikuzwileyo futhi khona ngale eralini yakhe uthe uwayengu-vice president umjuru angeke ahamba e-euros acre noma kanjani ngoba uthi wathengisa upresident urobert mugabe kuzobuya khona ngale parliament bekulokuxokozela sibile okunye okuthize ye kuxokozelwa njalo kade kuyisikhathi sokuthi abanye kade kumele baphendule imibuzo phela kukhuluma lapha ngeziphathamandla zikahulumende kukhanya zitshaye phansi zakhona ngale eralini kankosikazi grace mugabe lapho kade kukholiswa khona izigqoko kukholiswa khona izicathulo ezindala lalokho okutshiyeneyo ye sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi politini ngodaba lolu kukhanya ngazani lapha sokungani sokunjaninjani abadala bathi kukhona ukuchaya amanzi omnyama
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. We have the spokesman for the Movement for Democratic Change, Mr. Obed Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. We also have Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and Pelandaba Mpopoma, Member of Parliament. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Mlamuli Nkomo, an independent political commentator. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Honorable Chuma. We know that the First Lady was addressing a rally in Mashonaland and the Central Province today, and she said a lot of things. And at the end of the day, you know, what do you think were the most important issues that were raised by the First Lady?
Well, the most fundamental issues are issues to do with the perceived factionalism that is so much being brewed in especially the so-called independent media. They've been to the seas about the Amai Dr. Mugabe leading a faction of the so-called G40, and it's a good thing that she is going to stand before the people to denounce that and categorically state that she is not leading any faction at all. I know that even in the Holy Book it says that if you confess your sins in front of people, it will help you not to commit those sins. So by her telling all the multitude of people in the whole of Zimbabwe that she's not leading a faction, must then surely be drummed up into these journalists' minds and anybody else's mind who thinks that there's a group called G40 and there's factionalism to that extent. Yes, we might be experiencing our own problems, but those should be our problems. Those should be internal problems of ZANU-PF. Like any other organization, which is a mass movement, you are bound to experience turbulences, but the good thing is that from the horse's mouth herself, we have heard it from her. Dr. Grace Mugabe Amaiwedu has categorically stated that she's not leading any faction and she wants people to be responsible. She even went out for the journalists themselves. Why don't you report factually? She even said that she's human and she will accept criticism at any time. If something that she's doing is not right, she's open for anybody to come up and say it, but not to lie about everything, even lie about their own health. If she goes out probably for a checkup, people will be telling her that she's critically ill, probably she's dead or she's in a coma or whatever. Why don't we report responsibly? Why don't we behave like learned people? Because that's a profession, a noble one for that matter. Let's not mislead people. Let's be factual all the time.
Let's bring in Mr. Gutu. You heard from Mr. Chuma there maintaining the same argument that
Hello, Blessing.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I was saying that you heard Mr. Chuma there saying that there is no factionalism at all in ZANU-PF. It is the so-called media, to quote him, the so-called independent media, rather, to quote him, that is finding factionalism in ZANU-PF. Are you of the same opinion?
Look, as the MDC, really, we are not really bothered with what is happening in ZANU-PF. All we are doing is we are actually excited by the crumbling of this, you know, dictatorial, you know, conglomeration little factions called ZANU-PF. I think it's not really our business as the MDC to comment about factionalism in ZANU-PF. I think it's so apparent, it is so obvious that ZANU-PF is deeply fractured, that there are so many factions in ZANU-PF. And we, as the MDC, we're actually excited that ZANU-PF is crumbling, because this is what the people of Zimbabwe have been waiting for. People of Zimbabwe have suffered at the hands of this deeply fractured, corrupt, and incompetent political party. And what Grace Mugabe was saying today, I was actually watching on TV. Initially, I felt pitiful. I think she cast a very pitiful figure. She sounds looks very agitated, very edgy, very with respect unstable, and you know you can just but you know sympathize with her. You can feel that there's something troubling her, and when she starts saying all sorts of things against other political parties, you know, demeaning people like you know my leader of the MDC, demeaning the MDC, which is arguably the most popular and largest political party in Zimbabwe, and also demeaning you know freedom fighters like Joyce Mujuru, who is an indisputable fact that she participated in the liberation war. And we then ask ourselves, who is this woman called Grace Marufu or Grace whatever to demean revolutionary icons like Joyce Mujuru, for instance? We find it very, very insulting. She comes across as, with respect, a woman without class, very, very agitated and in need of psychiatric help.
Now, Mr. Nkomo, what's your take on what is happening? Why is he holding these rallies? What's there? You know, there should be something here.
That things are not in order in ZANU-PF and also in Zimbabwe. The first thing that we have to ask ourselves is that Grace Mugabe is going around the country addressing rallies which are actually being live on TV and which are attended by government officials. In what capacity is she doing that? She is neither in government, nor is she also a public figure. She is just a secretary for Women's League in ZANU-PF. So what we are seeing here is a worrying situation where problems in ZANU-PF are being magnified to the extent that they are made to be national problems. The factionalism in ZANU-PF is actually taken to represent a national problem. It's a problem of an organization. What we are seeing here is we are seeing a situation whereby there is trouble again. We have to remember last time, before the ZANU-PF for our last year Congress, Grace Mugabe went around the country addressing the same rally. What this tells us is that the previous problems of factionalism, they have not gone. They are still around. to hear about the G40, the Generation 40, to hear about the Mangakwa camp. So this, in a sense, is a way to deal with internal divisions in Zambia. But tragically, the nation is not moving forward. People are being taken for a ride to make it appear that ZANU-PF problems are national problems. But it's so tragic that cabinet ministers are not running the country as they should be, but they are following or they are bootlicking the Secretary of Women's League in ZANU-PF, that is Dr. Clayton Carr.
Thank you very much. Siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Nkomo. Lapha sikubona-ke Blessing okade kukhulunywa ngumnumzana ogudu uthi nxa ukhangele khona ngale kuZANU-PF ungazani ukuyesabeka kakhulu, abantu bayalwisana okunyokumangalisayo. Lokhu kugcizelelwe-ke ngubaba Nkomo othi ye kungani kunjalo kakhulu, kodwa okungani kubuhlungu yikuthi ama-ministers kumbe ngithi abaphathi intambo bakahulumende kabasenzi umsebenzi kahulumende. So lokhu ngani kuyamangalisa, kodwa-ke ujuma uthi hhayi akula nto enjalo. Lokhu ungazani kuthiwa ukudonselana kuZANU-PF kungani akukho kangako. Ye, ngena khona mnumzane. Blessing.
Ubaba.
Ye,
Chuma
is ye, baba Chuma, ukhona ecingweni? Usakizwa Chuma? Ye, ungazani ucingo lwakho luyabaleka ngcono ungena futhi.
Rigaiti dzoke kwamuri imi va gotu. Munoti kudii nemashoko ataurwawo iwo namai Grace Mugabe kuti nzvimbo yemashonaland central inofanira kuita kunge yaberekera Ingwe kune vanopikisa.
Ndo zvatinogara tichitaura Blessing, kuti vanhu veZANU-PF havazivi chinonzi democracy, havazivi chinonzi muchirungu chakanyorwa muconstitution, bumbiro redu romutemo, kuti freedom of association, freedom of assembly, freedom of choice. Vana veZimbabwe vane kodzero yokujoina mapato ezvematongerwo enyika avanoda. Hapana munhu anofanirwa kumanikidzwa kuti enda kuZANU, enda kuMDC, kana kuenda kupi. Zvino ukaona mukadzi waMugabe akufamba achitaura achityidzira vanhu kuti muno mumashonaland central ino go area, ndamuteerera achitaura pastudio 7 achitiye kana vemama mapato vakauya vatandanisei. Muchirungu ndo inonzi incitement yeviolence. Hapana incitement yeviolence inopfuura ipapo. Ukaona munhu anonzi vamwe vanomuti hanzi ndi first lady, munhu mukadzi waMugabe achifamba achitaura kudaro, achitaura pachena pamhomho yavanhu in public, kuti muno hatidi kuona vamwe vanouya vemamwe mapato asiri ezanupf vakauya vatandanisei. Tingatoti imhosva chaiyo chaiyoyo yokutoti munhu anonzi anenge aita incite violence, mapurisa anofanira kunge achitombata bata nokuti watokoromora mhosva inotyisa. Izvi hazvinyanyotishamisa seMDC, nokuti ZANU-PF kunyanyanyanya inofunga iyo kuti inodiwa navanhu kumaruwa, kunyanya iko kuna Namashi Central, kuna Namashi West, kuna Namashi East, asi haidiwi nevanhu. Taandichiona hangu paTV yavo yeZANU-PF TV manje manje apa, ndikaona kuti vanhu vanga vakaungana mhomho yavanhu yanga yakaungana, vana vaduku duku vanga vakatopfeka yunifomu yokuchikoro. Zvinoreva kuti vana ava vatoroveswa chikoro vachinzi chiuyai munzwe Grace achirotomoka achirutsa kutaura zvaanga achiita. Izvi ndo zvatogara taura SMDC kuti chihurumende ichi cheZANU chikaramba chiripo, hapana kwatinosvika, kutambura koga koga. Ndo zvandingangotaura pari zvino.
I think you heard what Mr. Gutu there said. He's saying that it is not good for the first lady to say a certain area in the country is a no-go area for the opposition, is that is tantamount to inciting violence. I think we've Honorable Chuma.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, okonekile mani?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, bungani ifoni yandu kathi singani siyasibalekela. Yeah, lapha sizwile ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe sithi emashonaland central ngale akumelanga kuquma abantu be-opposition, kuthi sokubelethela Ingwe kuphela khona ngale. Kambe ungathini ngakhona? Kuyavunyelwa ukukhuluma njani?
Right. Okokuqala, I thought we were all a bit learned, and we must by now know into the figurative speech. Kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukuthi umuntu onjengo-honorable Gutu, umuntu ofundileyo, I believe is a lawyer, costume that law ukuthi ayihle kuzwisisa into elula enjalo. And then more so, you find him talking disgracefully like that about another woman, a mother. Look, for a start, people must respect. That's not grace. That's a Dr. Grace Mugabe, somebody's wife, somebody's mother. You need to respect that. Even if I've got some guy in Indiana, Uma Elizabeth, says, I'm sure in Indiana, will not belittle and talk about it like you're talking about it and nothing. It's totally wrong in our culture. It's not acceptable. And the Honorable Gutu actually must withdraw that and address it accordingly. Even if you don't like it, even if she doesn't represent you, but still, respect is essential. And Lena, at Studio 7, you must actually be checking on that, because then that makes a mockery of your station, when people can be so insulting and fail to respect a simple, basic cultural point of view. I will not condone that, and I will not accept it. Let us talk with respect and dignity, because after all, me and him are honourables that sit in that august house of parliament. We need to have total respect. But anyway, when my Dr. Grayson Gabe was speaking about Kuti, people must not come in to that territory. She was not saying that people must then be killed or anything. She was saying that let us, as a party, have a strong background. We work totally to make sure that if anybody comes in there, that is our base. It's just like what they were doing with Bulawayo before. It was MDC's background. I mean, stronghold. You would know that even if you campaign how, somehow MDC was going to win, and we respected that. And that was their, stronghold. It was not denied until we recently came in now and demystified that thing. So that is exactly what Dr. Grace Mugabe was actually talking about. She was saying that ZANU-PF cadres there in Mashonaland Central work hard, make sure that you fortify Mashonaland Central so that it does not go to the hands of the enemy at all at any given time. But never ever did she refer to any violence at all. So there's no need for even police or anything. It's about our structures. She was addressing our structures, the people of ZANU-PF, to say, people, wake up, because after all, that's exactly the same area where Dr. Joyce Mujuri comes from. So wake up and smell the coffee. Make sure that your structures are put in place. Make sure that everything is in place so that no enemy will come in there and take away that area from you. That's exactly how people should actually read into that. And it should be as simple as that. But my emphasis is that while we talk about this thing, while we debate about this thing, let us be respectful all the time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Rega itore mtere tata inda kuna vankomo. Mkoma Nelson kubosko na magadi.
Tiripo magadi uwa mkomo.
Tiripo, tipe ufungwa zenye.
Tipe mbolipa waka topic ya chuna biko nda komende za kawanda na asipa studio, pa Facebook, saka nangandi drive.
Tiriku taura neje ma rali kana utimisangani iriku itu kwa hiyo na mai Grace Mugabe nasi wangu wari kumashonaland central huko. Asi, mwe makuru kota ya urumende anakuya kuda reparamendi sezo angasha kata risiru wachitatu kutipangu wachipindra mvunzo. Waenda iku kuku msangani uo zunuwaza konzira mtaoro wakanyanya uye wangu wachiramba kuti vanichu kwa tacha wanu tunga mira mai Mugabe mbature za NPF.
Because
I think that's the one who is going to be able to do it. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukomana Nelson kupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay.
Of course, Nelson in Botswana says he sees no problems with the first lady doing her rallies, but he's saying it's wrong for government ministers to abscond their national duty and attend a political party rally like today, where they were supposed to be answering questions in Parliament. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Nkomo, assumptions are there that maybe the first lady has got some presidential ambitions. Is she presidential material?
Judging by what has been happening lately, it's not very wrong to assume that Grace is aiming herself to take over the leadership of the party or even of the country. You have to listen to some of the words coming from her supporters. You have the video that was leaked by Chiangwa, Philip Chiangwa, one of the key members of ZANU-PF. And we have got this branding that of late has been associated with Dr. Grace Mugabe to say that everyone in ZANU-PF should go to the mother. And they're saying the mother and father in one place. One way or the other, you can see that there is a deliberate effort to create a profile for Dr. Grace Mugabe. There's too much, or you have suggested that you should call her. So you can see that there is a profile that is being built. But then again, in politics, strange things always happen. The least qualified, the unlikely candidate normally always take over and run organizations. If you look at even ZANU-PF itself, Mugabe just rose in around 1977. Before that, there was governing the story. There was the like of Edward Chitepo, or there was also the opposition ZAPU leader, Dr. Joshua Nkomo, who were seen as better candidates, the like of Tomboka, who were seen as better candidates who could have taken Zimbabwe forward. But for some strange reason, politics is a very funny game. The unlikely candidate normally triumphs. So Grace does not have any experience.
Don't forget to say Dr. Grace, yeah? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. We still remember the way she got the title. Yes, Dr. Grace Mugabe. She doesn't really have much experience leading the party and also experience in government. But that does not disqualify her from assuming high office. We have seen in a number of cases whereby least qualified candidates actually eventually take over. What is important is that Dr. Grace Mugabe has the support, might have the support of her husband, that is President of the Mugabe. If the president lives a little bit longer, remember he's 91. The more the president lives, the more time he will have to groom Dr. Grace Mugabe to take over. I think it's a race against time. The sooner Mugabe departs from the scene, whether by whatever means, it means Dr. Grace is not ready to stay. But the longer the president stays around in the future, the more time Grace is being groomed.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to you shortly. Thank you very much.
Of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are continuing live and we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We want to say, please stay on the line, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Gutu. I think that's the end of his contribution. He was with us for only 30 minutes. Mr. Nkomo, please do stay on the line. This is Blessings from Gibbs.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Slobo, what's that?